Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day out there. A little chilly, but we expect that. It's autumn. The fall, right? But it's a beautiful day out there. Here's my lineup for today. I got John Deaton at 10 o'clock. John Deaton, of course, is a lawyer, was in the Marine Corps, was the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate last time around. He won the nomination, competitive primary, and then he lost to Elizabeth Warren. He is going to run again. He's going to run again. So John Deaton is seeking the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate here in Massachusetts. And he'll take on, likely at this point, Ed Markey. But it could be Seth Moulton or it could be Ayanna Pressley. So he'll be with us at 10 o'clock. Open phones until then. If you got something on your mind, I'd love to hear about it. Reactions to the city election. Surprises. Hope. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. 508-996-0500. There's a lot of other stuff going on that we haven't really talked about because we were so wrapped up in the New Bedford election that's obviously on the table. The NBA gambling scandal. What do you think of that? If you don't know what I'm talking about, former Celtics, but major NBA players, including a coach, current players, are going to be arraigned this morning on a variety of gambling charges. Fraud, I believe, as well. Involving Cosa Nostra, Italian organized crime. I mean, it is something the NBA had to realize was going to happen when they got in bed with all the big legalized sports companies. Now, look, to me, I'm not a gambler. With my health, obviously, and with my public position sometimes here on the radio, I guess I'm gambling with my life sometimes. But in terms of gambling, I don't do it, but I have a lot of friends that do, and they do it responsibly, as far as I know. I do know some problem gamblers. I think we all do. But for most people, gambling is something they do occasionally. Whether it's, like, I'll give you an example. I, right now, am playing the big lottery. You know, that's like $800 million. I know the tickets are $5 a piece. Because I know last Friday, when I bought two of them, the guy behind the counter, when I said, you know, give me two tickets. The guy said, they're $5 now. And I said, no, I know that. And I didn't mind. I won't miss the $10. But it's an opportunity, barely, but it is, to win $700 million. Or, you know, you're going to win a lot less than that. And so, but for me, that's not really gambling, right? I buy the ticket. I don't even watch the numbers come in. If my ship comes in, great. I don't buy scratch tickets. I don't really go to casinos. But I have friends who go. They enjoy it. They play blackjack or craps or poker. And I have friends of mine that bet on the NFL. They used to bet illegally, but now it's so easy to bet legally. And I know that, you know, when I was growing up, if you wanted to bet on sports, really bet on sports, you had to know a guy. You had to know a guy. You had to go down, and I think Tuesday was the day you paid your bets or collected your bets, and you had to know somebody. Today you can do it on your phone. And you have friendly celebrities, sports people, movie people, marketing gambling to you. And you can go right up the road to Taunton. That casino is open. It's an Indian casino, Wampanoag, Mashpee. But it's in its infant stage right now. I know a couple of people who've gone right up to Taunton to gamble. And that is going to be a really big resort style casino. And Mayor Shauna O'Connell has been right there with it. And it's going to be major economic development for the city of Taunton. Obviously, you can go to Foxwoods. What, I think that's the biggest casino in the country, or certainly one of the biggest on the East Coast. I've been there a couple times. There's Mohegan Sun. There's Encore in Everett. There's the big casino out in Springfield. There's Twin Rivers. I've been there for the fights to see Ultimate Fighting. So there's plenty of legal gambling in our area. So there's plenty of opportunities now. Unlike when I was growing up, where you had to know a guy. Today, it's all in front of us, right? So does it surprise you that members of the NBA are in trouble with gambling? What they were doing, really interesting stuff, right? Point shaving, that's the allegations. But anyway, have you been following that story? I have been. There's a lot of videos on YouTube about it. Obviously, when the busts went down, it was major news. But today, I believe Chauncey Billups will be arraigned today. There are other people being arraigned as well. Kind of a sad day. You don't want to see anybody get in trouble. I don't, anyway, with the law. But I've also known regular people who got in trouble with gambling. I knew a young guy. I knew his parents. Local kid to me, local kid to you. I won't use his name. But he got in federal trouble because he got a gambling problem and he had access to other people's credit cards and he took them and used them. And using other people's credit cards is a federal offense. And there's a whole bunch of other things he did. But it all came down to problem gambling. And then the other story that I find really interesting is what we're doing in the news is these restaurant reviews. Reviews of restaurants that were apparently phony but were being used to blackmail people. To blackmail restaurants that will put a bad review up about you. That'll impact your business, but we'll take it down if you pay us. Mike Roberts has that story. Do you pay attention to reviews? I used to read Yelp reviews. I would read them to a girl I was with at the time, and we would laugh about them because these were restaurants that we went to. And I would say, oh, that's not fair, or that is fair, you know? And when I pay attention to a review is when you see details in the review, like first names of people who worked there, and you go, that person really was there, right? Good reviews, bad reviews. I could tell when it's a ham and egg, no pun intended, or when it's a legitimate complaint, right? Because, and some people are really good writers. They don't even realize it. They are really good writers. Reviews. Do you pay attention to them? And then it's just open phones. If it's on your mind, you want to talk about it, I'd love to hear about it. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. Good morning, I'm Chris McCarthy. Open phones. Want to hear from you.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Got his arms, say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy. He's the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race the stock car by running shine out of Alabama.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. Let me give you a tip on where to get great firearms and great ammunition. The most popular handguns today are available at Shooting Supply. Sig Sauer pistols now come with three new magazines from Sig. That's up to $150 in value on models like the P365 or the P365 XL. Now, Shooting Supply in Westport has great ammo specials going on right now, like 500 rounds of 22 long rifle, only $29.99. 500 rounds of 9mm for only $119, or 500 rounds of 45 Ape CP for just $179. Now, if you don't have a gun license, you need a gun license. Your journey to get a gun license starts right at Shooting Supply. Walk right in, say, I need to know about the classes to get my gun license. Women are very welcome at Shooting Supply, as are obviously men. Shooting Supply in Westport, right on Route 6. Go to the website, shootingsupply.com. We've got people on hold. It's open phones, guys. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, what was happening was yesterday, I thought I heard the hallelujah chorus when the mayor said that he was submitting the name of Jason Thody to the city council for the position of chief of police. Wonderful. You know, that's all you got to do. Just do your job, you know. And now hopefully the city council will do their job and confirm the chief.
But let me ask you a question. What if they don't? In other words, what if they don't confirm him?
Well, gee, again, you know, we got problems even with the federal government because the people aren't doing their job. Just do your job, as Bill Belichick would say. You know, you got the system there. It's worked for many, many years. Just use the system as it's supposed to be used and not let personal things get in the way.
No, hurt the
country and hurt the city and hurt the people.
I get that. But listen, the city council now, according to the mayor, has a role in the chief of police. What if they, in doing their job, reject him?
No, I don't think that's
going to happen.
The guy hasn't done anything for rejection, you know, so, you know, that's, to me, it doesn't make any sense. And if they don't want to make any sense, it would just make them look foolish. Again, even the whole country right now, the Republicans should get back and, you know, do their job and, you know, get the country going again. This is the United States of America. What is this, make America starve again, you know? You're going to be kidding me. And you got young children out there, no matter what party or country they come from, you want to get them fed.
Totally agree with you. And listen, not only that, and I've done this a couple times here on this program, talking about the importance of the SNAP benefits and into the economy. In other words, we wouldn't have, because you and I remember before SNAP, when there was just government cheese and things, I was, you know, my family didn't receive it, but I know it was out there.
I know it was out there, too.
There were not as many supermarkets around. There was no more, you know, there was just as much varieties. Right, grocery stores. So today, the grocery stores are absolutely dependent upon the SNAP benefits being spent in their stores. So how long before this continues and results in people who have jobs at supermarkets losing their jobs.
Yeah, we're hurting ourselves. You know, we're punishing ourselves and punishing our people. And no matter what party or country, or even if they are an illegal alien kid, gee, I want to see a kid fit. Come on, let's use some common sense here.
Well, I understand they give them meals on the planes back, so.
Well, that's okay and everything, but I'm still, I don't want illegal people. I want to have a process that people get in. We're a country of laws, and it should be that way. I just hope they'd come to this. Even right now, we're flying around the country, the planes and everything. Well, again, we look like we're hurting ourselves, stabbing ourselves, and it's crazy. We're all Americans here, so we should be doing things to make sure that the system runs well. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, I saw Will Flanagan on TV the other day. Gee, he looks at that's a terrible thing. He looks like he was really mauled there very badly. And he's talking and everything, thank God. I was really taken back by his look.
Had you seen the video of when he got attacked?
Yes.
I mean, that is frightening.
Yeah.
Frightening.
Yeah. And again, his close-up with, I think it was Channel 12.
It was 12.
Yeah, again, these things shouldn't be happening in our country. We're not that type of people, and I don't know what Americans are thinking when they do things like this.
Well, that guy, and I'm not making an excuse for him, but he's got a lot of run-ins with the law enforcement and the medical health, mental health system. And again, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But there's no reason that guy should be out on the street.
I think the judges have been too lenient and when they have to deal with something like this. If the guy has a mental problem, I know mental places can be bad, but they should have put them in some sort of mental facility.
And we have the resources to make mental health facilities reasonable and humane.
Well, if you remember years ago, too, in Acushnet, there was a lady that was killed by a guy.
School nurse, murder.
Yeah.
He's out.
Kid just getting back to work. Now, the man was released later on.
He was. He's out.
And beat up his father.
Yes.
Now, how can any psychiatrist or judge justify that? Unbelievable. It's just too lenient. That's why we need John Mitchell to be a judge. He wouldn't allow that.
Do you think he'll run for re-election?
John Mitchell?
Yes.
I don't think he'll say what he's going to do until the last minute because it would make him a lame duck. And he's smart enough not to do that.
So you don't think he's going to run then?
No, I think he's keeping his cards close to his vest. The person that came in to talk about running for Ward 5 there, Renee Fernandez,
yes.
Is it? She was very good about dealing with the mayor because she worked for him for a number of years, and she said he never really showed his hand. She found it difficult to know what he was thinking, and I think that's done on purpose. So whether the mayor's going to run or not, that's up to him. And I don't think you'll know until he decides late what he's going to do, because he wouldn't want to be a lame duck.
I agree with you on that. But I tend to believe that John Mitchell, as we sit here today, is going to run for re-election.
Well, again, there's nobody with any resume that'll run against them. So if they can say, hey, you want to run for mayor? Why not? From his perspective. The other thing that wasn't mentioned on your show, too, was national, Dick Cheney's passing.
Yeah.
I think he was a very important person in
Tremendous.
The W. Bush administration, possibly ran the country, as I didn't think much of W. Bush, neither did his daddy cried when he heard he was going to, run, his father cried. So I think Dick Cheney was in there, and I think he helped W. Bush run the country very much. Stood in the background, didn't get up front about it. But I saw that when that plane was headed towards Washington, and there was some sort of communication gap, supposedly on the news, they said, we're talking about Cheney's passing. And he was in the area of the White House where you're secured. And he would have given the order, if it was necessary, to shoot that plane down so it wouldn't hit Washington. He was being interviewed, in the past.
Yes.
That's what he said. So So, and again, what he has and what people don't have that run against Mayor Mitchell, okay, is a resume. The guy had been around in Washington, you know, forever.
Yes.
So even though I might disagree with some of his positions and what he did and everything,
sure.
That's what you need. You need people with background to run for things, and he certainly had that. I miss his passing because he was certainly a person who had been around Washington a long time, served in a lot of areas. I don't know if he went back as far as Nixon. I'm not sure now. I can't remember that well.
Well, he was chief of staff to Gerald Ford.
There you go. All right.
So, he was around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, and again, here's the thing that gets me. He had a number of stents and balloons, and late in his life he had a heart put in him, you know?
Yes.
I think that kind of shows he's a special person because, frankly, Chris, I don't think if that were you or I in our 70s or 80s, we'd be getting a new heart. Be going to some young guy.
In all likelihood, yes, you are correct, my friend. And he was a big smoker, cigarette smoker. 508-996-0. Thank you for the call, my friend. A lot of topics on the table. It's open topics. If you got something on your mind you want to talk about, I'm happy to entertain it. Take it in any direction you want to go. I was mentioning, though, the review story that we're running on the news about using reviews as blackmail. Basically, Mike Roberts has that story Tim was talking about a little bit. And, of course, we have the NBA scandal, the gambling scandal. They're going to be arraigned today, so you can talk about that. You can talk about anything you want, though. And we have still having the reactions from the city election, right? City election reaction. 508-996-0500 so I can get on the program. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Chris McCarthy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Mike Jansen. How are you?
Yeah, the mayor won't be running for mayor if we go into receivership. I want to talk about something that's happening in the city to homeowners.
Okay.
On Pittman Street here in New Bedford, they have to take care of their whole property all the way to the street on Pittman Street. And there's a stone wall behind their properties on Pittman Street. That's their property line. And then beyond that stone wall, the city owns the property. And here's what they did. The people on Wilson, and that's Wilson Street, which is the next street over. They fined the people on Pittman Street for not taking care of the land that the city owns, about 15 feet from the street to the stone wall, that is city property, that is on Wilson Street. Now, the people on Wilson Street, they don't have to take care of it. The people on Pittman Street have to, they've been told to drive around and cut it. Can
really?
You believe that? They want them to drive all the way around into Wilson Street to take care of the city's land. Now, they got a fine, $50, for not taking care of the city's property on Wilson Street that the city owns, that's on the other side of the stone wall that separates city land and the people that live on Pittman Street. So they got fined. And they were told if they don't take care of that they're going to get fined again. So I'm hoping that these residents on Pittman Street file suit against the city because this is absurd. I mean, you know what the woman that worked in the office said to them?
No.
Well, drive around. Drive around to cut the city's property.
Mike, I love you. You know that. But is it possible that some of these details are incorrect? That sounds outrageous.
No, they're correct. No,
okay.
People will call up that live on Pittman Street once they hear about this. It's not incorrect at all.
Okay.
What's absurd, it's what it is, it's absurd that people that are separated by a stone wall that separates the back of their house from Wilson Street have to take care of the Wilson Street, the city-owned Wilson Street land. And because they didn't, they got a $50 fine. Now, I'm very accurate about this because I've spoken to them.
Okay. Mike, let me ask you a question. What is your reaction to the city elections? What do you think? Did anything happen that you found remarkable?
Yeah, that a guy goes from the sixth place to the second place.
Yes. What do you think that was about?
That's the most what do I think happened?
Yes.
I don't even want to speculate.
Okay.
What do I think? I think that the Coalition for Social Justice got their people out.
And
the most vulnerable people, the people that rent, didn't go out to vote. And if we had 11%, you know, that's better than 5%, but it's still, you know, a lot of people don't think their vote is going to make any difference, especially the people that rent. And so they don't go out and vote. They're not. And we have a new culture in this city, totally different culture now in this city, with the people that do vote. There, a lot of them are leaning, they're Democrats, of course, but they're leaning too, they're not moderate. They're leaning too far to the left, and they support the Coalition for Social Justice, I guess, unfortunately. Have a good day.
You too, Mike.
Anything else?
No, that was good. Else? I like that, Mike. 508-996-0500. Your vote counts, all right? We're going to have a mandatory recount in Ward 2. They're going to have a recount in the city of Fall River for the mayor's office. They're going to have a recount in the city of Fall River for the mayor, for the chief executive, the office of the mayor. Ward 2 is going to have a recount. It's like a baker's dozen in Ward 2, somewhere in that neighborhood. They had a recount in Taunton. In some cases, it moved. I was looking at the totals because John McCall put him up. He's a friend of mine, city councilor in Taunton. He was reelected. But someone who didn't think they made it now has made it. And some of the voting shift was like 40 votes. 40 votes. So in Ward 2, where it's about a baker's dozen, separating them, you could see something happen there. So stay tuned. All right. I see you on hold. I do want to speak with you, but I got to take a break, and we'll be right back. Open phones. We'll be joined by U.S. Senate candidate John Deaton in the 10 o'clock hour. Open phones till then. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Yes, you caught my eye, and I put it back, and I ordered myself a couple of more shots and beers. The night that I fell in love with a roller derby queen, around and round, all round and round. Venus Uncle Woman that anybody ever seen. Down in the arena, she's a 5 foot six.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You know, upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions. Whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps, they navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do all the heavy lifting for you. We're going to go right back to the phones. I got a bunch of people here. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Like I always say, Chris, you. So I just want to go to the top of the hour when you talked about the gambling in the restaurant, and then I want to finish it out with the elections, of course.
Sure.
But first, I just want to say that last caller, Mike, he and the other caller before him, Ray, I think his name is Ray. I love those two callers. Well, especially Ray. Mike, I think I've only heard a few times calling, but he's got my curiosity piqued about that property. Like, I want to go and see. Is it really on the, you know, but the mayor will end up giving an abatement, I think. If that's true, I'm sure that's how that will be handled. But, and Ray, I just love what say you. I say that now to everybody. And like, I got it from him. And he's one of my favorite callers on your show.
He's great. They're both great callers.
They are.
And so are you, Skeddy. What's on your mind?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Chris, so much. So I just want to go. You forgot a casino. There's one in Plainville. Some consider it Foxborough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Trotters. Yeah. They still have the horses there?
No, there's no horses there. It's a casino.
It used to. My cousin was the lawyer for them years ago when it was the Trotters, the little carts that they raced around.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't even know we had that. Yeah. I just always thought we had dogs. Never knew that. Wow. So I went to that little casino because my stepbrother's family lives out that way. And anyways, yeah, that's a small casino. It's nice, very comfortable. And so speaking on that, I didn't know Taunton's Indian Casino got their grant and, you know, finally got their property to build on.
Yeah,
and
last,
yeah, that will be.
Last Friday, because I have friends who go there, they started serving drinks. They had not been, as far as I know, they had not been serving drinks. But they had gambling machines, and I'm not sure if they have the tables yet. But yeah, in Taunton, that is going to be a big resort style casino.
Yes, I have a feeling it will outdo the Wynn, or I guess it can't be called the Wynn anymore, the Encore in Everett. That's pretty tall. And I met my husband at a casino in Atlantic City. I was a cocktail waitress.
Really?
And yes. And that's how I met my husband. He played the slots. And sometimes I would do baccarat. That was like exclusive players that play that. And most of the time, it was, the slot machines. And that's how I met my husband. And he was dangerous. It took him 3 times before I said yes to marriage. Because, he would spend $2,000, $3,000 to win 5. And it was always scary. Now, he didn't play the lottery or any of that.
Okay.
Just when he went to the casino, I knew it was like going to be something. But he was pretty blessed. He spent enough to win something. But it didn't always work that way. But, you know, so it is scary. Gambling in Massachusetts, I want to hit on Governor Haley. I'd like to know, there's a report, Chris, that comes out once a year, and I believe it was probably maybe last month that should have came out. What is she doing with all this money, all that money from all these casinos, even the one you forgot about? I'd like to know. Now, I know the Indian Casino doesn't probably have to contribute.
I'm not sure how that formula works.
Me neither. I'm not sure. I think maybe not state, but maybe federal. But with all this, that report comes out. If there's any way you can find out or somebody's listening that's a part of that, I'd love to know how much money, because last year we made a lot of money, and I'm wondering, where did all that money go? And here these poor people are with this federal government shutdown. As you said, the stores, oh my God, all these stores and these mom and pop corner stores.
Right, the require EBT. Yeah. It's part of their revenue.
Yes, absolutely. And the extortion, it's extortion. That menu review?
Yes.
Oh my God. That's like mafia. That's extortion.
Yes, it's high tech. Well, it's probably being done from overseas.
AI. Yeah,
AI. Could be AI, yeah. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Thanks, Skeddy, for the call. I got to take a break. But the reviews of restaurants that are phony. And then they call up the restaurant and say, if you pay us, we'll take it down. Skeddy's right, that's extortion. And hopefully they'll get to the root of it. Because, you know, restaurants are small businesses, particularly these private restaurants, right? They're little. They're not big chains. Not that that would be any different. Still extortion. Still wrong. But you know, you got these standalone restaurants. We know what I'm talking about. I don't believe any of them have been victims. But people are using Yelp as a weapon. Using Yelp as a weapon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. A great job, probably the best job in America, really, from my perspective. And it's really great working here at WBSM. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking with you. Even if I never hear from you, I know you're out there. I know you're out there. People like, happy birthday, Susan Bedard. Happy birthday, Susan. And other people like that. Mac Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the great city of New Bedford. Mac Auto Sales repairs all makes and models of automobiles, which is good because you likely have to get your car ready for the coming winter weather. Winterize your vehicle. It'll make it last a lot longer. Call Mac Auto Sales and Repair and make an appointment today. 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5. You have a foreign car? Perfect. Tim Weisberg has a foreign car. He brought it to Mac Auto Sales. Today, it runs like it's brand new. We also bring the WBSM van to Mac Auto Sales. When you bring your car to Mac Auto Sales, mention WBSM, you'll get 10% off. Also, ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. So, I would say that one of the most interesting things that came out of the election, other than the election of a new Ward 2 counselor and the election of James Roy to the city council at large, the precipitous drop of Shane Burgo. I mean, he was vying to be number one to topple Ian Abreu because it was kind of like a primary for to be who's going to be the